Good morning, June 22nd, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's edition ranges from rights-based drug policy guidance to a concrete deadline with two rural communities' opioid response program grants due July 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news, Drogue Reporter highlights international guidelines on human rights and drug policy, focused on moving from principles to rights-based action. In Philadelphia, Philly Voice reports that more teens are being hospitalized after trying to get high on Benadryl, with Poison Control issuing the warning. That is the kind of signal local prevention and parent education teams may want to watch closely. In Jeffersonville, Vermont, WCAX reports that a proposed cannabis dispensary location is causing controversy. And at the national level, WHDH reports that the Supreme Court sided with a Texas man who argued it is not a crime for marijuana users to have guns. Over in the Social Pulse, one lived experience post from JoeZ56590020 on X says that after 17 years clean, the poster believes long-term use of benzodiazepines and opiates leads to addiction for many people and describes those drugs as short-term drugs. A couple of innovation-focused posts push in a different direction. KTalks Canucks on X argues that drug deaths dropped 21% in 2025 and are on track to drop another 10% this year, while crediting overdose prevention sites, broad naloxone distribution, and other harm reduction measures. Separately, Veopioid Abate on X points to a Virginia Recovery Conference session on the state's new Substance Use Disorder Data Dashboard, saying better data can help communities understand needs, gaps, and how to use resources more effectively. That data and outcomes pairing is a practical theme running through several items today. There is also a clear example of opposition messaging. Christy 79571159 on X says every tool should be used to stop overdose deaths, but argues the government has enabled addiction and calls for jail and locked rehab work, while dismissing other approaches as only postponing the inevitable. In academic research, a study in pharmacy looked at an interdisciplinary educational intervention for healthcare providers on opioid harm reduction in older adults, using a pre-post survey on provider knowledge and beliefs. Another study, a population-based target trial emulation in Apollo, asks when methadone take-home dosing should begin. And a systematic review in PLOS One examines naloxone use by EMS for opioid-associated out-of-hospital cardiac arrest and the patient-centered outcomes linked to that care. That one may be especially useful for EMS leaders reviewing overdose response protocols. On funding, three current opportunities stand out. The Health Resources and Services Administration has the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or RCORP, impact opportunity, with a deadline of July 8, 2026. HRSA also has the RCORP planning opportunity, also due July 8, 2026. And the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has Preventing Youth Overdose, Treatment, Recovery, Education, Awareness, and Training, with a deadline of July 16, 2026. The two RCORP deadlines are coming up soon, so rural applicants may want to move quickly. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version.
Finally, in activism, Mobilize Recovery is urging people to submit a public comment to HHS on recovery support works.
Shatterproof is also promoting donations for its Pride Month recovery education work. If the HHS public comment is relevant to your work, this is one of the more immediate action items in today's briefing. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.